Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet Plush Care, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
ES Audio.
From the Evening Standard in London, I'm Mark Blunden, and this is The Leader. The metaverse. It's being sold to us as the next big thing in social media. Those high-definition online avatars communicating with each other. It's boomed over the last year, with big tech taking users deeper. Even Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg.
As we move beyond what's possible today, beyond the constraints of screens, beyond the limits of distance and physics, and towards a future where everyone can be present with each other, create new opportunities, and experience new things.
Announcing the firm's rebrand as Meta.
And if this is the future that you want to see, then I hope that you will join us.
We hit the streets of the capital to see if Londoners know what the metaverse is.
You know, I don't know what to expect from it, but it looks pretty nice. Even it can be a bit scary, but I wait to see what it will give.
No, I haven't. Maybe some kind of VR type situation.
I have, yes. Only recently, though. In many video game genres, so, you know, people having a character and, or maybe even The Sims and things like that. So I think it's kind of a extension of that in a way.
But beyond the fun, is the metaverse going to be any good for our overall health, and particularly our mental health? Phil Reed is a professor of psychology at Swansea University, who's an expert on the effects of the internet on our brains, and he joins me now. So Phil, what exactly is the metaverse?
The idea is that it's going to be a more immersive experience. So rather than using traditional forms of social media where you may write a little note in a form of a text or a message or send a picture, you will be involved in a 3D universe where there's some kind of representation of yourself and you will be interacting with other people's 3D representations of themselves.
What's your view on people's perception of time inside the metaverse?
If we think of the massively multiplayer online games where people sort of immerse themselves in landscapes, rather like the old-fashioned Dungeons and Dragons used to be, then they get huge amounts of reinforcement from being in that landscape that they're not necessarily getting outside. And that just encourages them to spend more and more time in that fantasy landscape, because, well, if your life outside is not very nice, then you're probably going to go where the reinforcement is. And if you can just crank that up a little bit by making it a little bit more immersive, a bit more interactive, then those dopamine hits are going to be even bigger. And it's not just this addictive issue with dopamine. Dopamine is an incentive motivation signal. It says something good is coming your way and you want it. But it also is heavily involved in our ability to time. And if we get too much of it, then our timing ability is messed up. Time stretches. So we spend longer doing something than we think we have. And that's why people are so hopeless at judging how long they've spent on social media.
You're one of the academics studying this futuristic area. What are your thoughts on the impact on mental health from the brain being cut off from reality like this?
I think the prospects are not great for its impact on mental health. There are some people who will be able to use it without any problems whatsoever. And that's true of almost any behavior or substance which can cause problems. Some people can use it, some people can engage in that behavior, and it doesn't lead to any disaster. And probably most people will fit into that category. However, there are always some people who are vulnerable to these effects. Social media has exacerbated anxieties, depression, social isolation. Loneliness has been terrifically associated with social media. Taking your interaction with a person at an even further remove, you're now not even in the metaverse interacting with another person directly through social media. You're interacting with a representation of that person's representation of themselves.
And finally, what are your thoughts on the brain's ability to process all this high-speed information? And how can we slow down a bit to cut our stress levels?
We've evolved over hundreds of thousands of years. We have to recognise is there are some limits to what we can take in. And there's a clash between this technology and how we can work. And at the moment, the technology is leading. Limit your daily use of online material for your own purposes, not work, because we all have to use it for work, but for your own purposes, limit the use and be very strict with those boundaries. Secondly, know why you're using it. It's very easy to get sucked into everything if you haven't got a very clear idea of why am I doing this.
There's more news in the Evening Standard newspaper and at standard.co.uk. That's The Leader. We're back tomorrow at 4 p.m.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.